Sovete discipuli and sovete omnes. Welcome again to another episode of Latin in Layman's, where I'm just going to kind of do a little bit of a ramble bamble because one of my OG supporters, Madeline, left me a voice message that I also want to embed within this episode. She's given me many voice messages in the past, but Spotify for Podcasters was being really weird back in the day. I'm starting to figure this out a little bit more. Apparently, they have a bunch of maintenance scheduled for June, so I'm wondering if there's going to be a huge revival of this whole platform. But that being said, I wanted to highlight Madeline, and I heard your voice message, and it really helped me out a lot, especially because a lot of the time when I am speaking into this mic, I do feel unheard. I feel like I'm not being heard. Like, who's actually hearing this? I wish that people that were listening to this would just reach out and be like, hey, you know what? I'm listening. I love your stuff. Keep on doing it. I don't hear that. I don't get that. So to have that reminder, Madeline, I really thank you. And this is also addressed to anybody and everybody right now, because I know that our lives right now, it's a little difficult. We're dealing with certain things, maybe we're embedded in some trauma, maybe we are maybe dealing with trauma, maybe we're a little depresso right now, maybe we're doing really well. You know, all these things that wax and wane in our life, joy, pain, sorrow, suffering, all the things that are transient, trans again meaning across, that preposition, dynamic preposition in Latin meaning across, and then that ient coming from eo in the Latin, which means to go. It's an irregular verb. And if things are transient, they just go across. They go from left to right, just like reading a sentence in a book. You go from left to right, go down, left to right, go down, left to right, go down. Everything is transient. And if you're feeling embedded in sorrow or sadness or just feeling aloof, because I feel that way right now quite a bit, and I'm struggling, I'm grasping. It's like I'm trying to make myself or feel proud of myself. And sometimes I'm just a catastrophizer. I was talking to my parents about this a bit ago, where I am such a harsh person on myself, and I tend to ruminate on that harshness, and I will double down on that, and I will be more harsh on myself, and I'll tell myself, why am I not progressing further? Why have I not impacted more people in my life? Why have I not? And it just becomes this cycle that I go down and down and down and down and down the rabbit hole. And maybe you're like that as well. You know, having this situation with school, not having closure, them telling me really nasty things, telling me that, you know, I was unprofessional and having no basis for that unprofessionalism. Whereas, I mean, talk about an unprofessional school. They just are. The amount of things, I mean, there's a reason why the high school principal, quote unquote, resigned. And unfortunately, although the Monument community, everybody around it is so amazing, and I love the parents that have supported me, the kids that have supported me, great environment. But I cannot say the same for the people that run that school. And they'll reap what they sow. And that school is not going to thrive if it continues to have a revolving door of teachers, which it seems to have. And I'm learning even more and more. It seems like from talking to other teachers, it sounds like all the good teachers, all the teachers that I trusted, that I would defer to, are leaving. But the guy that is a liar and threw me under the bus, my former mentor, he's staying because he's a part of the problem. And I think that school is, there's a lot. It's a part of the problem there. People should be out to support you and not be out to get you. But then again, you can't really trust the people that you work with unless you really, really trust them. So with that being said, if you guys ever feel like contributing, because I mentioned my Ko-Fi, but nobody contributes to my Ko-Fi, I'll go ahead and put it in my show notes. Consider it if you want to. But then again, let's just get into it. We'll hear Mad here, Madeline. And then this may urge you to send me a voice message. Be a little brave. Say something. You only have a minute, but hey, you know what? What if we created an episode where we just had kind of a conversation of a bunch of different people asking different questions? We could turn it into a Q&A. I don't know. That being said, let's get into it.
Apologies in advance for any excessive white noise you might hear. I keep like 4 fans going at once because I'm insane. So it might be a little loud, but I just wanted to send a voice message so that you know that someone is on the other end of this. You're not just speaking into a void. You are heard and seen, and you're not a waste of space. When you said that, it made me really sad. And so I think that much better things are on the horizon for you. But anyways, I really enjoyed this episode. I've always kind of been really intrigued with the Amazons, so I really enjoyed this one and all of the female empowerment in the episode. But anyways, I only have a minute, so it's going to cut me off. But yeah, I just wanted to say that.
Madeline, I love your voice. It almost seems like there's a slight like southern drawl, but that just could be me and harkening upon my dad's side of the family with all them southern drawls and all them darn tootin' Little Rock Arkansans. Anyways, yeah, thank you for the reminder. Sometimes I need a reminder outside of myself in order to pull me back. And sometimes that isn't even enough. But I so, so appreciate it. And this goes to show with anybody and everybody that I feel like a lot of us feel alone in our lives right now. I think technology makes us feel very alone, even though we are kind of surrounded by just about anybody and everybody we can contact, right? It's creating this world of isolation. And I know that people tend to isolate, and when they get in that depresso mode, it's more easy to recoil into oneself rather than to, you know, go out there and seek. So yeah, in fact, when you are depressed, when you think about it etymologically, D means down from or away from, but in this case, down from is a better option. And then pressus means to press. So essentially, when you were depressed, you were just pressed down. And how many times have I heard when people are indicating that they are depressed, they feel so like the weight of the world is pushing them down. Like they just want to sleep. They just want to go to bed. They don't have the energy. So this is a reminder that if you're feeling in that way, that shape or form, get out there. I've been feeling that way a bit. I know I have. I'm not going to, you know, be all curt about it or whatever. I don't know. I'm not going to be esoteric. We'll use that word. I deal with depressive episodes. I think a lot of people do. I think that a lot of people that don't want to acknowledge that they do, I mean, we all can get depressed. I think it's the human condition as well as anxiety. We can be anxious as well. That's another thing that we deal with as a human condition. There's nothing wrong with it. It's just something that we all deal and can be immersed in, and we can be embedded in, and we can find ourselves further and further embedded in it unless we can find a way to get out of it. And when you have really bad self-talk sometimes, which I'm trying to get better about, man, it's hard. then sometimes maybe you got a homie. Reach out to that person that you love. Talk to someone. Go volunteer. That's what I've been doing. A lot of been volunteering a bunch, both fulfilling and not as fulfilling. It's very interesting to encounter some of the homeless population now when I'm doing like food drives at churches and stuff like that, and how oddly entitled homeless people are around here. And I don't know if it's just the desperation, but like them demanding more food from me, I'm not giving them enough. They're like, I want seconds. And I'm like, hey, you know what? This is my first time volunteering here, dude. Like, I can't be like breaking the rules already. Like, just take what everybody else is having right now. And then we can maybe, you know, come back, circle back around once everybody else is taken care of. There's this weird desperation where I'm seeing even, well, you know, I don't want to say the cliche beggars can't be choosers, but really when you are homeless and you're like demanding things from me, it's very weird. That's why I like to deal with the animals and the puppies a lot more at the Humane Society. But it serves your soul. I think people don't really think about, people don't think about others very often. And I think that what helps me get out of my head is when I'm doing things outside of myself. I'm focusing on other things other than myself. It's great to focus on yourself and to take care of yourself, but it's not all about you. And I know that about myself. It's not about me. It's about what I can do to this world, what I can contribute to this world that's going to also amplify my purpose. What is my purpose? I don't know. But my purpose is not to be self-indulgent and to be just dealing with myself. That's why all of these social issues right now, some of them are so important, but some of them are like, y'all, why don't we look outwards rather than inwards all the time? Why don't we look at what we can do for other people than what we got to be doing for ourselves all the time? Because a lot of the time when we reach out and we do things for others, or we find some sort of, I don't know, purpose in things outside our own, that's what it's really all about. That's why I love teaching, is because I'm able to imbue my passions into the minds of others and change their perspective or help them learn something new. And then I've just, you know what? I've helped them level up a little bit more in life, maybe. That's why it frustrates me on TikTok when, you know, I put out my content for people to just say like, oh, a great shirt or blah, blah, blah. Or, you know, things like that give me clear indication that you did not watch the video whatsoever and that you're being very nice and sweet. But that's not the point here. I'm not here to put out my image. I got viral because of blah, 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 Connerly, Daddy Connerly, all the edits and whatnot. That's what frustrates me. It's like, social media is still going to put the image, the precedence on the image rather than on the brain. And remember, just like I always say, looks fade, dumb is forever. Dumb is forever. Don't be a dummy dumb in this world, unless you want to be. But then you're an NPC in your own video game. And I see that too often. Be autonomous. Empower yourself. Think about what you can do for others rather than what you can do for yourself all the time. It's not all about you. It really isn't. Sorry. There's a whole world out there. There's so much to... God, I want to experience it. I'm also just like beating myself up because I know like people want to find a way to judge another person to make themselves feel better because misery loves company. Hashtag senior mentor man that ended up being my mentor that decided to, well, he was always jealous of me. So there you go with that. Oh, I'm so upset. I'm so upset that a person like that, that was telling me that they were supporting me, was on the back burner behind my back, planning and plotting my demise. Talking about some really slimy behavior. You're a slimy dude, Senior. You're a slimy dude. That's why you probably have never been in a relationship longer than 8 months. And that whole relationship started on the internet, and you were in a relationship with that person on the internet for like, what, 10 years or something like that? Yeah, weird. Weirdo. You're a weirdo. But that being said, because I'm going to throw shade at you, dude, because you're a liar. And I hate liars. I hate liars. That's one thing that I can't stand. Don't be a liar, you guys. Don't be a liar. Especially because it's your soul. I've been in the position where I've been a liar before, and then you have to lie to cover up those lies. And it reminds me of the show that I just watched that honestly is a really awesome show called Ripley. Beautiful. The cinematography is amazing. I watched it because my mom really, really enjoyed it, and it gave us an opportunity to kind of just talk about all of the inner workings of the movie. But every single scene is like a portrait. It's like a painting. It's so deliberate. But it's about this murder mystery, essentially, and it goes to show that when, like, sometimes you think about the lies that people have to remember, and then they have to remember all the other lies in order to, it sounds exhausting. But hey, Senor, if you're going to be a liar, continue on. What comes around goes around. You'll have it. I know you will. And you kind of already have it because you have a sad life. But we'll see. I considered you a friend. And I know that you're guilty because you won't text me back because you blocked me on text messages. Because I've figured out that if you typically are texting a person that has an iPhone and it's been blue messages, and when you try and text them and it turns all to green, that's an indication that they blocked you. And I know that you're not hiking out in the wilderness and you're out of reception because you have a bum leg and a club foot, which is true. So I know that you're not going to be out there because you can barely move. So I know that you blocked me. And then you also unfriended me on Facebook. Honestly, I don't care about Facebook because I don't want to see you take pictures of your kidney stone and talk about it anymore on Facebook. Or what other financial thing you talk about because you're so money-centric. You're a miser. Scrooge himself, if you will. So I apologize that I'm going on a little bit of a ranty rant, but sometimes when you learn the true colors of people, it really hurts you. And then you're not given closure, and then you're here ruminating, and here I am ruminating. But at least I know I'm seen by Madeline. I'm going to leave it there, I think. I don't know. This was just a ramble bamble. Look outward, because then it'll serve you inward. I'm trying to be better about it. Sometimes I can be a little, you know, as we all can, self-centric. But I'm not going to be a narcissist. And narcissism, coming from Narcissus, we know. Very much looking into oneself, looking at themselves, worrying about their image and what they convey to the world. That's why TikTok frustrates me too, is because when you turn on that TikTok thing, everybody is throwing out their image. It's all performative. And I feel like I start crossing into that threshold of being performative, and I don't want to feel like that. But then I feel like it's almost like the only way that you can get traction. Because nobody really wants to, you know, very few, seldom people want to still cultivate their mind. They just want all the hyperpalatable fast food content for their brains. I don't know. Matt, I really do love you. I've never, you know, it's crazy. I never felt like I would have people across the ethers that support me, that make me feel like I have a true friend, that if I ever had like a meetup, oh my God, I bet we would all just have the most amazing time, Madeline. Like, honestly, I wish that at some point, maybe, that Latin and Layman's would become something larger to where I could entertain something like that. And then I could have a forum of just amazing people all together talking academia, talking humanity, talking anything and everything. Because what I also love about the community that we've developed is that we're really kind and sweet to one another on TikTok in the comment section. I love it when we engage with one another and we give each other different, you know, or when we just try to like relate to one another or suggestions or, oh, I have this book that you should check out if you like that book. And I love that. It's like a forum that we've created where we can all have this public discourse. And it's a safe space too. We kick all that negative energy to the curb. I'll break it with a small hammer and then I'll kill it and then I'll curb stomp it. But with that being said, I already said that I would finish it up and now I'm going to actually finish it up. But if you got this far, thank you. Consider leaving me a voice message. I would love to hear from you. And with that being said, Tempus est scelerae.